This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Frank Sinatra, computer hacker.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. It's not old Blue Eyes' fault, but his CD was among those this year that included bad copy protection software. The record label Sony BMG admitted the software allowed hackers to break into people's computers. People who bought the CDs sued Sony. Now the Japanese company has reached a tentative deal with those folks. They'll get to download 3 digital albums as compensation. Japan's economy kicked a little tail in 2005. Today, the Nikkei stock index wrapped up its best year in 2 decades. And for the first time in a long time, it was private investment, not the government's money, that gave Japan a lift. Marketplace's Jocelyn Ford reports.
Japan's Nikkei stock average soared 40% this year. That's the biggest gain since 1986, when Japan was in its boom years. Alan Feldman of Morgan Stanley says long-awaited economic reforms are now in place.
There was a new corporate law that was finally passed this year that puts a lot more pressure on management to deliver results. So it's harder for the old collegial atmosphere among Japanese companies to work anymore.
He says there's a reason that Japan is finally reforming its economy. It has to do with the rapidly aging population.
More and more people are realizing that unless they get the economy back in shape, the standard of living in Japan will go down. There will be fewer people, but there will be a lot fewer workers.
So they can't afford to keep the deadwood on the payroll. Foreign investors are buying into the idea that Japan is back. This year, overseas investors bought a record $85 billion worth of Japanese stocks. I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
In this country, banks have been eating each other with some regularity. Bank of America has a hearty appetite, and Sunday, it officially dines on MBNA. The $35 billion buyout gives B of A 40 million active credit card accounts. That makes the Charlotte-based bank one of the biggest card issuers in the world. A couple of other companies that just got together, SBC and AT&T. They're keeping the venerable AT&T name. And as Cheryl Glazer reports, launching a splashy new ad campaign.
Under the old Ma Bell, the slogan was,
reach out and touch someone.
But the new AT&T is reaching a lot higher with this marketing campaign.
Reinforces AT&T's pledge to deliver the solutions that enable our customers to take charge of their world.
Company spokesman Fletcher Cook says the ads will kick off on Dick Clark's New Year's Eve countdown. Then they'll be everywhere, on TV, billboards, in newspapers, magazines, and AT&T sponsoring the Cotton Bowl and the Winter Olympics. Some advertising experts say the campaign could cost up to $1 billion. But marketing analyst Kimberly McCall isn't sure that's cash well spent.
They'd have to give me the $1 billion for me to go back to AT&T. They don't have the service and they don't have competitive rates right now.
McCall says AT&T would do better investing that money in cutting rates and boosting customer service. I'm Cheryl Glazer for Marketplace.
Investors sold off some of this year's best stocks, thus that melancholy feeling. The Dow was down 11 points to 10,784. The S&P 500 index fell 3 to 1254. The NASDAQ dropped 10 points to 2218. Just found out the dollar had its best year since 97. Today it lost value against the Japanese yen. And oil's trading above 60. This is Marketplace. Sunday, Mexico raises its minimum wage by 4% to $4.50 a day. Will that slow the tide of immigrants pouring into this country? From WLRN in Miami, here's our America's correspondent, Dan Gretsch.
Here's what Rakesh Kocher, a researcher at the Pew Hispanic Center, says about the wage hike's effect on migration.
Won't make much of a difference.
He says the wage gap between the U.S. and Mexico is just too huge. Under the new minimum wage, a worker in Mexico would still earn less in a day than he would in an hour in the U.S. So why not hike Mexican wages even higher?
You can't legislate a high wage. If you do, you will end up with a lot of unemployment. That may actually send more people across the border. wage increases must come through development.
The only quick fix to illegal immigration is to eliminate U.S. demand for the workers, and that must come from the American side of the border. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Network Solutions, helping individuals and businesses of all sizes grow on the web with hosting, design, domains, and online marketing solutions. NetworkSolutions.com. By Fannie Mae. Working with our partners to increase homeownership and affordable rental housing opportunities for more Americans. Fannie Mae. FannieMae.com. And by Medtronic. Alleviating pain. Restoring health. Extending life. Medtronic. On the web at Medtronic.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. So what you doing for New Year's Eve? I hope you aren't working. But some people make it their business to work at big parties, like the one we're about to attend. Take Justin Jones, for example. He's a party planner in New York City.
I started in this business as a waiter bartender, just like the guys you see here. And being a fly on the wall at some of those parties is really... It's really quite an experience here in the city. Just seeing the amount of money and how money can spoil people and how it can really just turn you into... people get downright nasty about some of these parties.
My name is Philip Marquez. I work for Troy Protective Services part-time. I've been with them since 2001. Our main concern, first and foremost, is to make sure everyone gets home safe. No one gets too intoxicated. Well, unfortunately, that's not the case at parties. People always get intoxicated. They act other than themselves with alcohol in their system.
A beautiful sight we're having tonight, walking in your Windsor underwear.
Our job is to basically maintain the crowd, make sure no one gets hurt, make sure no one, whoever's throwing the party, don't get hurt, make sure the bartenders don't get hurt, none of the waitresses or waiters get hurt.
My name is Annie Conway. You would never make any money at one of these things. It's a flat rate. You get something like $25 an hour to work just running drinks, and no one tips you because it's an open bar. As opposed to a club, I mean, anyone who works as a bottle service waitress is in it for the, you know, ridiculous money, as are the bartenders. I mean, you're guaranteed 20% of every check.
Water or seltzer or something?
My name is Yan Lik. Sometimes people get drunk and they're like in a bad mood, so they try to take it on a bartender, maybe on a cocktail waitress. I had bad experiences, like, you know, like you feel sad because people are so, like, depending on the crowd, sometimes are really rude and you feel like it's a Christmas party or holidays, why everybody's not like nice and, you know, try to make your work easier.
Unfortunately, it's maybe instances where we have to actually pick people up where they fall out and take them outside. And normally, security will just take them outside and just leave them. What we do is we take them outside, we get them some water. We don't just let them go. We don't just have them sit down on the curb, get a bunch of fresh air, get some water in their system, oxygen they bring. And if they feel a little better, then we put them in a cab and send them home. But we won't let them back in the party, because once they fall out, you know they're going to go back and drink again. So that's less of a headache. So we just send them on their way. But we make sure they at least safe, try to catch them a cab, put them in the cab, and send them home, you know, to a safe environment. Home, hopefully they go home.
Let me swing amongst those stars. Let me see what life is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words...
Trey Kay produced our piece from New York City. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. And from all of us at Marketplace, Happy New Year.
American Public Media.
It's sort of like wine tasting.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.